Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Good Friday, April 15th, 2022. Guests can once again start serving themselves in the Windjammer Buffet on Royal Caribbean. Earlier this month, the line ditched the crew-served buffet lines in favor of going back to self-service. However, the single-serve food that Royal Caribbean introduced during the restart will be staying as a permanent addition. The cruise line already went back to self-serve beverage stations earlier this year. Other cruise lines that are also allowing passengers to serve themselves include Carnival and Disney, as well as Norwegian on some of their ships. And after a short stint in Jacksonville, Carnival Spirit departed the city for its final time on Thursday. The ship will arrive in Miami on Sunday, setting sail on a 16-night Panama Canal cruise to Seattle. From Washington, she'll begin a series of summer Alaska cruises. In October, Spirit will return to Florida, operating mostly Eastern and Southern Caribbean voyages from Miami. And after 2 years, cruise ships are finally preparing to return to the Great Lakes. From May to October, 9 different cruise lines will sail the Northern Lakes on vessels that carry between 200 and 400 guests. Lines sailing in the Great Lakes this year will include Silver Sea, Viking, Windstar, Ponant, American Queen Voyages, and others. These voyages will call onto ports in Michigan, Ohio, and various ports throughout Canada. And finally, early this morning marked 110 years since the RMS Titanic sank in the Northern Atlantic Ocean during her maiden voyage. The tragedy is without a doubt one of the most significant events in maritime history. We've come a long way since 1912. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 5.7%, 19.56%, Royal Caribbean up 4.8%, 82.58%, and Norwegian up 7.1%, 21.64%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Enjoy your Easter weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.